Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, friends. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Where is the sun? I want to see the sun. I'm from New York. You can't get enough sun if you come to California from New York a long time ago. I am here with my good friend today, my favorite dentist, Dr. Randolph Aguilera.
Dr. Medici, as always, it's good to be here.
This is our fourth show.
Correct.
We're going to keep going. I'm really happy with the shows. In case you didn't know, we sit here Friday night and we think it out together. We ask each other tough questions so that you can make an informed decision. Dentistry is one of my peeves. I didn't brush my teeth enough, unfortunately. I paid some prices, and I learned the hard way. And if I have a mouth to brag about, it's because of this gentleman that's sitting across from me today. I'm not him, but I know, as far as a layperson is concerned, a lot about teeth. And that's why you listen to the show, to get educated. So we're going to keep going, Doc. I don't think we're going to get all in today. In what today? We're going to finish root canals. We're going to talk about implants, the right way to do implants, the wrong way to do implants, how not to get ripped off, how to get ripped off. And then you, the public, my audience, you make an informed decision for yourself where you feel it in your gut. We just want to give you the data as objectively as we can. And from our experience, which we both have lots of in our respective fields, and that in the end I think is more important than the literature. So, last week we hit root canals. Dr. A talked about the right and wrong ways to do them, filling them with EndoCal 10, using a laser, which we're going to get into today. I harped on how to really diagnose them correctly and how often, and Dr. Aguilera really chimed in because he taught me a lot about this, the difference between when it's the canal and when it's the periodontal ligament. Big one, really big one. We're just going to review for a moment the root canal treatment, and then we're going to get into this rumor. Maybe it's not a rumor. This notion that root canals are dangerous, that you shouldn't get root canals, that you pull your teeth, that you never get a root canal, that root canals will begin to support the growth of anaerobic bacteria in the dentin tubule, and those toxins spewing out, if you've got 3, 4, 5 root canals, will start traveling to other places in your body, set up camp, and grow into these humongous infections that ultimately will kill you. And this is out there, and it should be looked at. But I think Dr. Aguilera, as well as his colleagues, have evolved some solutions, as well as lots of people in biological dentistry. But the jury's not out on this yet. So root canals, are they dangerous? Well, the title of this show, and what, Doc, I think we really, I think in all honesty, would come to yesterday, too, is that root canals, implants, it's pros and cons.
Absolutely, always.
Not so much one is better than the other, is it's what's better for you based upon what you bring to the table.
Correct.
And what we want our audience to do, what we want our patients to do, is make an intelligent decision for themselves based on understanding the pros and the cons. And I think that's what I would want if I was in the dental chair.
Absolutely, because the issue is whether you choose an implant or a root canal, a proper root canal, the failure rate is about 5%, so the risk is usually about the same. So it's a question of what your philosophy and theories are and what your education is and where you want to go.
Well, we want to put it to hard science as hard as we can. But unfortunately, gang, in terms of root canal versus implant versus extraction in a bridge, you'll see there's shades of gray involved. So let's go. We'll use as much science as we can, and we'll give you all the data and experience we can muster. Okay, first of all, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Again, if you're just driving and hearing this bellowing voice that hopefully hits you right between your eyes, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I'm with my favorite dentist, Dr. Randolph Aguilar, who I've worked with for 14 intense years. And this show is about root canals, implants, and the art of deciding what's good for you. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Look at the pictures. Please, if you can, don't do this show just listening on the radio. Get to the website. Straighttalk.cc. Picture number one. There's a root canal treatment. Just take a browse at that. We go into the canal of the tooth, which is part of the root of the tooth. What's the root of the tooth? Look at picture number three. Your teeth, the legs on that tooth, the legs are anchored into the bone. Those legs are each called a root. That's a tooth, picture number three, with three roots. Inside that root is what you were just looking at in picture number one. In picture number one, that file that's going down inside the tooth, that file just went in and cleaned out the infected root of that tooth during a root canal treatment. And then in that very, very same picture, if you look to the right of that file, the other picture there, where you see that pink stuff, it says guttapercha. They're filling that root, that canal that was cleaned out with guttapercha after they disinfect it with bleach. And we talked about a different way to do that. I just want to get you zoned into the anatomy today, because here's where the show really begins. That procedure done conventionally with guttapercha or holistically, Dr. Aguilar uses EndoCal 10, not guttapercha. Dr. Aguilar uses a laser, not bleach, to disinfect those dentin tubules. We're going to get into that later today, but the way that's done still leaves others very uneasy. They say no matter how you do it, no matter how proficiently, professionally, effectively, cutting edge you do a root canal, you still have a problem. And that problem is where we begin the show today. Picture number seven. Root canal cover-up, George Meinig, ally of Weston Price and the Weston Price Institute, pointing out that, well, picture number six, why root canals are dangerous, and why are they? Why are root canals dangerous? Why have you heard this? Well, it comes down to the dentin tubule, part of the anatomy of the tooth, and you've got to see a picture and understand the dentin tubule, so I want you to go to picture number two. Got to use the pictures or we can't fly. Look at picture number two. On picture number two, I want you to go to where it says the dentin. Right at the top of the tooth, just below the enamel, it says dentin. Where it says dentin, all those little lines encompassing the entire tooth are actually tubules. I want you to see a blow-up of that dentin. Let's go to a blow-up of that dentin. Let's go to a much better picture of the dentin. Go to picture number 15. Picture 15, we just blew up the dentin. And that dentin has, what, Doc, about 3,000 miles of tubules per tooth, something like that?
You know, there's those estimates all the way up to, I've heard, as high as a million. The bottom line, there is a lot of dental tubules.
And you're seeing those tubules blown up. Now, here's what people will say. They will say that when you get a root canal, and Doc, I'm going to lead into you in a moment. When you get a root canal, and they go in and they clean out that canal and they seal it up, the bacteria in the dentin tubules that you just don't get out, and we'll comment on that, Dr. A. Will, you just don't get that bacteria out that's inside these tubules, that bacteria, after that canal is sealed up, especially with guttapercha, especially with bleach, that dentin tubule sealed up, and that bacteria is going to transform itself into a dangerous type of bacteria called an anaerobic bacteria, that which exists without oxygen. And once the bacteria morphs, it mutates because it doesn't have oxygen, into an anaerobe, that which exists without oxygen, it will spew poisons for the rest of your life into your blood and set you up for big problems. And so people say root canals are dangerous, pull the teeth. Now, with qualifications, and Dr. Aguilar is going to make these qualifications now, I personally would never pull a tooth if I could get a quality root canal, and I have a couple of them in my mouth from a guy like Dr. Aguilar and his partner, Dr. Mehta, who does the endodontistry. I wouldn't do that. I would think that was a big mistake. That's my slant. But we want to go into the reality of it and into what biological dentistry has proposed as some of the solutions. So, Doc, I'm going to give it to you now. How would you, in your estimation, minimize or prevent the growth of these anaerobes in the dentin tubule in the root canal procedures that you participate in?
Well, it's a question of how you disinfect the canals. Obviously, you are working under microscope, so you can first locate all the canal openings. It's really important that no matter which tooth you're working on, no matter how many, the number of roots to the tooth, that the if there is one root to the tooth, you have to look for at least one canal, but you also have to look for the additional canals that might be there. So it's really important that you initially determine that you have access to all the canals. And after they've been cleaned and shaped properly, now the next issue before you go ahead and fill them is you need to go ahead and disinfect the canals. Now, traditionally, the disinfection solution is sodium hypochlorite, which is the chemical name for household bleach. But unfortunately, that household bleach, because of the size of the molecules of the bleach, only kill about a third of the bacteria that you're going to find in the canal. And especially as far as the tubule openings are concerned, they're not going to be able to get in there or penetrate very far to disinfect those tubules.
I'm just going to ask you to repeat that. To me, you told me this yesterday, that the bleach doesn't even get into the tubules. That blew my mind.
Because that tubule is, depending on where you're looking at, you know, you're looking at anywhere from a millimeter to perhaps even 2 millimeters in thickness of that dentinal wall. You need to be able to have whatever it is that you are disinfecting be able to get into those tubules, and bleach just does not do it. So what is the alternative? What is one of the alternatives? Okay, there is ozone is one of the alternatives. I don't like ozone because I think although it can be effective on the surface, it just does not penetrate enough.
And where do they apply the ozone? Do they apply it through the canal?
They actually shoot it down into the canal as either a gas or a ozonated medium. So the medium I prefer is laser. The method I prefer is laser because of the fact that the laser will definitely irradiate. The photodynamic treatment of the laser will actually irradiate the tooth.
Let's take a look at this laser you use. Now, you know, I've seen you use lasers and buy new lasers and talk about lasers. You've been a big laser guy over the years. I've gone to heaven having lasers at times stuck down my canals. Let's take a look at these lasers. Go to picture number 18. Should we start there, Doc?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. Okay. Because the criticism of laser has been that the laser, because it is coherent light, that by definition is what a laser is. It's coherent light. In other words, light comes out in a straight line. And that because of that, then as you're going down a canal, and what we have here on 18 is an extracted anterior tooth, a front tooth, it's one root, one canal. And the knock or the criticism of laser is that it will not then go out sideways because it's coherent light and not be able to disinfect the tubules, which are on the sides of the canal wall. Well, what you're looking at there is actually a NDAG laser. There's only three lasers in dentistry right now. There are the diode lasers, the NDAG lasers, and the erbium YAG lasers. What we're looking at here is a picture of an NDAG laser. But what you're seeing there is actually two lasers. You're seeing a helium neon laser, which is red, and that's what the red light is. That's visible on the electromagnetic spectrum. But what is not visible is the wavelength of 1064 nanometers. Well, what is that? 1064 nanometers.